Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Serene. In this podcast, you will find movie reviews and TV show reviews, the latest news about the film industry, monthly watch list, award show predictions and recaps, recaps on events like Netflix's To Doom. You will receive 2 episodes a week, Thursdays and Sundays. You can follow me on Instagram at Movie Reviews with Serene and Movie Reviews with Serene podcast. Come join the journey. Hello, hello, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. You guys, the Oscars were like a few days ago and oh boy, was it fun. And so today I'm going to talk about all about Oscars, like this is the promised Oscar talk. And then I'll do a review on Pure Things. And so this one will be a short episode. But tonight I will be a guest on the MCU Bleeding Podcast Edge. MCU's Bleeding Edge Podcast, that's the name. And so you will be able to watch the stream with me, and we'll talk about episode 3 of season 1 of Shogun. And I'm very excited, and I've watched this episode 3 times to actually like, I've actually like taken notes. And so it's going to be a long one, but it's going to be a fun one. But let's talk about the Oscars. And also, most of my predictions came true. I'm so happy. Like, the past 3 years, or 4, most of my predictions, most of my Oscar predictions have come true. And I'm so, like, so happy that that has been the case. And anyways, let's go and dive into the Oscar recap. So the Oscars were like held on March 10th, 11th for me. So Jimmy Kimmel opened the show with a 15-minute like monologue where he made fun of Robert Downey Jr.'s drug usage in the past. And but like his jokes overall were like funnier than Joy Coy's, so much better than Joy Coy's. And then and then the first award of the evening was announced, like the winner, and it was, if I'm not mistaken, either best screenplay or best adapted screenplay, I'm not sure, but also, he made a Will Smith joke as well. It was actor in a leading role. And obviously, Cillian Murphy won. But I was surprised. No, because he has been dominating the Oscars. And or like the, not the Oscars, but like also the Oscars, but also like the award season in itself, then then actor, like I'm going to read the full like winners list and then tell you the highlights of the Oscars. So actor in a supporting role won Robert Downey Jr., and he talked about this horrible child and how his wife has like saved him and showed him how to love. It was very cute. And then actress in a leading role won Emma Stone for Poor Things, and her dress broke during Ryan Gosling's performance for I'm Just Ken, and that one was really cool because he started with Margot Robbie and America Ferrera, and then he had this dance performance, and like Simu Liu was also in this as the part of the dancers, and it was really cool. It's like pink and so much fun to watch. And yeah, and like in her speech she was like crying and it was very emotional. I love that. Then actress in a supporting role went to Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers, and her speech was very emotional about like the race and about her race and about other political aspects, and her speech gave me goosebumps. And also Robert Downey Jr.'s award was given by Kiwi Kwan. It was really cute to see. Animated feature film won The Boy Hunt Alone, but Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling took the award for Hayao Miyazaki. He wasn't present, that's why. And I really thought it would be like Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, but I'm happy with The Boy and the Hormone. And then cinematography went to Oppenheimer. It was really nice. And costume design, during costume design, John Cena decided to, well, actually, like Jimmy Kimmel said to John Cena that he had like planned to go nude for John Cena, but then last minute John Cena didn't really want to do that, but then Jimmy was like convinced him to do it, so he did. He just came with an envelope in front of his private part, and and he announced costume design, but then he like was wearing this like really like Adonis looking, like Torah looking, toga looking piece of clothing. And the costume design went to Poor Things. I thought it would be Barbie, but it was Poor Things. Directing went to Christopher Nolan, and Christopher Nolan said like that every single like they should film the film, like make more films with like on actual like film tapes. So it was very inspiring, because like very emotional, because this is Christopher Nolan's like first Oscar, and also he was like being nominated for I think 8 times, and and also Robert Downey Jr. was also his first Oscar, and this one was given away by Steven Spielberg. And yeah, then documentary feature film went to 20 Days in Mariupol, And the director of the movie said that I wish I didn't have to make this documentary because it's about the Ukrainian conflict. And he was like, I wish I didn't have to make this film. And he thanked the Academy, and then he went on to this like political rant a little bit, but then he thanked all the Ukrainian artists and people who work in the film industry. Then documentary short film went to the last repair shop. Then film editing went to Oppenheimer. They also said that Jennifer Lane, she said, she gave this like International Women's Day shout out, and it's really emotional. And I did cry a few tears. I shed a few tears. Then international feature film went to the Zone of Interest. Also, like, Jimmy Kimmel, he couldn't say, like, Sandra Hüller. So he said, like, we Americans aren't really equipped to say the U vocal. So he was like, he was like, ooh, and then it was very funny. And so, yeah, Sandra Hüller, United Kingdom won the Zone of Interest. And I really thought it would be, like, Society of the Snow, but it was this one. And like Anatomy of a Fall, and makeup and hairstyling went to Poor Things. Then music original score went to Oppenheimer. Music original song went to What Was I Made For, and like really also performed What Was I Made For, and it was really cool. Like, it was so emotional, but also like the stage like turned, and so we saw like the whole orchestra, and it was really cool to see how everything was pink. Very, very visually it was beautiful. Then this made her Phineas and her, like not Phineas but her, in a triple crown, because she has won a Grammy, an Oscar, and the Golden Globe. And if she wins a Tony, she will be an EGOT. Oh, and something for Emmy as well. So yeah. Then Best Picture went to Oppenheimer, and we all knew that. Production design went to Poor Things. Animated short film went to War Is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. Live action short film went to The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. Yes, Wes Anderson won. I'm so excited. I was so happy and excited because I think that was when Sir Ben Kingsley and the rest are like, I think, announced this, the winner for this award. And I was so happy because I loved that short film on Netflix. And also, Doctor Strange himself was in there. And also, it was really cool to see that that, like, his, like, narration, also him being in this play. Then sound went to the Zone of Interest. And visual effects went to Godzilla Minus One. And the coolest thing about this one is, like, all the visual effects team were just, like, in their teens, like, 1819. Really cool. Then writing adapted screenplay went to American Fiction. Writing original screenplay went to Anatomy of a Fall. And that was... There were all the Oscars. That were the 2024 Oscars. And also in... I thought that Killers of the Flower Moon would win. That didn't happen. Or like Barbie also didn't happen. So in total, like, Oppenheimer won 10. Poor Things won... I think Poor Things won 4. And yeah. Also, like, they performed the Osage song from The Killers of the Flower Moon. And it was really, really cool to see that. And very beautiful. And overall, like, it was a very... It was, like, a lot of fun watching this. And also... also, like... It was, like... One of the years where I was very excited to see like which movies will be nominated, because we like, as I was saying, like, I was very like excited to watch the Oscars again, because the past like 4 years they've been way too like exciting because of like the amount of good movies which have been released. And so I'm even more excited for the Oscars like next year because of Dune Part 2, Wolverine, Deadpool and Wolverine, Civil War, Megapolis. Then like Inside Out for Pixar, yeah, I'm excited for the Oscars 2025. And like, as for my predictions, like I said, most of them came true, and most of them we already like have known for months and weeks, you know, like the During the award seasons, Oppenheimer has dominated every single award, so it was like inevitable to, or like for that movie not to dominate the Oscars. And also, I'm very happy that the award season is over now, because like as a podcast, it was so difficult to like keep up with the award season this year, because in 1 week, there were, like, 2-3 awards happening, like, held. And it was, like, very difficult to, like, actually, like, recap them and talk about them. So I'm very happy that that stress is over. But nevertheless, I'm very pleased with the Oscars this year. And also, like, there was this, like, very cute, like, reunion with Thor and Robert Downey Jr. on the red carpet of the Oscars. And also, Gabriella, a.k.a. Vanessa Hudgens, announced her pregnancy on the red carpet. And along with, like, Glenn Close has
reunited with Anne Hathaway and her co-star from The Devil Wears Prada at the Oscars. It was really, really wholesome to see that. And like all the fashion looks were like very, very good. And so yeah, I'm very pleased with the Oscars, and I cannot wait for 2025, the Oscar for 2025. Also, like, a really cool thing is that, like I said, most of my predictions came true. I think last year was like 98%, and this year was like almost 100%. That which came true of my predictions. So, speaking of the Oscars, I want to do a movie review on Poor Things, because I finally watched it and I have to talk about this movie. And so I didn't know that it was this explicit. I thought it would be like explicit here, like just a bit, but it was way too explicit. So don't bring your children to this movie. And I just love the different like scenery, and also like Mark Ruffalo was very good in this. Then Emma Stone was phenomenal in this one, along with Willem Dafoe. And this is like a dark comedy, romantic epic, like sci-fi drama comedy romance movie. And Yorgos Lanthimos, I just realized I have never watched any movie besides Poor Things by Yorgos Lanthimos. But it was very interesting because, like, how can I say it? To me, the whole time, one, this was like, it was divided into many, many parts. It felt like a play, like Wes Anderson style, but also it felt like times I had the feeling of as if I was watching a Frankenstein adaptation, because most of the movie is just in black and white and then it switches in color. And so like Willem Dafoe gave me Frankenstein, like the doctor or the professor of Frankenstein, and Emma Stone gave me the vibe of like Frankenstein. And so I liked this movie, but I cannot express to you why I like it besides saying Emma Stone was amazing and Willem Dafoe was amazing and the whole like story was very unique. And I've heard like Yorgos Lanthimos she. So it's like it's an experience rather than a movie, but it's really, really good, and it's kind of like confusing at times. And I will never ever be able to associate Siesta with something which happens in this movie. So that was ruined. Then also, like, Also, like, the twist of the movie, I wasn't seeing it coming. But also, I really enjoyed that. And, like, there was, like, 2 hours and 21 minutes. They never really feel that way. It almost feels like, as if it's, like, more than 2 hours. But that's in a good way because you need this like runtime because watch this movie twice or more than once because you will miss a few nods and Easter eggs, should I say, or like because like a lot is happening in the background of the movie. And like in a scene, then also like, I love the subtle like jabs at the society between like the poor ones and the rich ones, and also like between races, and also nationalities, and also like, and like society in general, and it was really, really good. Like, and and also, like, there was this one scene in, like, during Bella's, like, brain transplant, that it really reminded me of, like, Suicide Squad, meaning, like, the scene with Joker and Harley Quinn and... That was really it. I had to laugh so hard during that scene. In this movie. Then also, like, I have to say, like, if you will probably get triggered, I would say I have a few trigger warnings. And that would be suicide, blood, nudity, rape, mention, and, mention of rape, and also, like, assault as well. So yeah, and also like foul language, but also, yeah, what else? So if you're like triggered easily, don't watch this movie. And I love the fact it was like rated R, and it's like very like disturbing as well and gory, and it has like some horror elements, so I would say it's a horror movie as well, but there were some subtle horror elements. And I love like they shot in different like this movie is actually like takes place in London for a bit, then in Paris for a bit, then somewhere else I can't remember. So yeah, I really enjoyed this movie. Like, I cannot really talk about this movie because I don't want to spoiler you. Also, like, nor do I know how I can do that. Like, I can actually, like, voice, like, put my thoughts into sentences because I'm still, like, in awe of this movie. So, yeah, like, if you have the time and energy, watch it. You can watch it on in theaters, but also in on Prime Video, I see. But also for, that's only for Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. But I don't know, like, I can't really, like, describe how, why, or how, or why I am in awe of this movie without spoiling, so I'm not even going to attempt doing that. But I would say I'd give it a 10 out of 10. It was really, really good. Disturbing, but good. So, I have also started watching The Gentleman and what's the name? Constellation. And also The Regime. So, that's... Well, actually, like, I watched The Regime, the first episode. I finished the episode and also watched the second episode. It was really interesting and funny. So, we'll talk about all of that in the Sunday's episode. With that being said, this marks the end of the episode, and thank you so much for your support. And also, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to give this 5 stars on all podcast rating apps, along with a kind review or write a kind review. And also, if you have like feedback, you can also do that, but also you can email me. The email is in the show notes, and make sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss an episode. And also check out my social media, because I've been active on there as well. And also check out the live stream tonight on the MCU's Bleeding Edge podcast. I'm super, super excited and super, super grateful that I'll be on that show. It'll be a lot of fun. And so, yeah, I wish you a good day, night, where, and I'll talk to you on Sunday. I know this episode didn't have a news section, but I will make up for it in Sunday's episode. Yeah, once again, also, like, check out my review of the Avatar The Last Airbender on WordPress, which is linked in the show notes. And I'm super, super excited for the upcoming episodes, because we'll have some guest episodes. I love guest episodes. And since I bought a new, like, webcam, or like a camera, you'll be able to see me during the video versions of my guest episodes. Anyways, I wish you a good day, night, wherever, and I'll talk to you on Sunday. Bye! Also, tell me your opinion on the Oscars and the winners. Were you surprised? Were you, like, not surprised? Also, since this episode will be released tonight, around 5 p.m., and it's a Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's Star Wars The Bad Batch Day and a good day. So I'm going to watch those two. Yeah, I still haven't watched the third episode of Shogun. That's because I want to, like, you know, watch it like before the podcast recording of me with the MCU's Bleeding Edge podcast. So yeah, I'm going to watch Shogun after this episode also, along with Star Wars Is the Bad Batch, because it's going amazing, and I cannot wait to talk about this series in a couple of weeks, when it's sadly all done and over. But for my excitement for next week is because of the second part of Invincible, and also the X-Men 97 series on Disney Plus. But that's the topic for next week. Also, since this episode will be released tonight, around 5 p.m. and it's a Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's Star Wars The Bad Batch Day and a good day. So I'm going to watch those two. I still haven't watched the third episode of Shogun. That's because I want to, watch it before the podcast recording of me with the MCU's Bleeding Edge podcast. So yeah, I'm going to watch Shogun after this episode also, along with Star Wars is the Bad Batch, because it's going amazing and I cannot wait to talk about this series in a couple of weeks when it's sadly all done and over. But for my excitement for next week is because of the second part of Invincible and also the X-Men 97 series on Disney Plus. But that's the topic for next week. Also, we got two new episodes of Star Wars is the Bad Batch season 3, so I'm going to press play after on the first episode, like the newest one, after this segment. Bye.